Hello, I'm Kuro, and welcome to this first episode of Anime Plots. This podcast is about anime plots, obviously, so that way you will have some perspective about anime shows, and maybe you will get interested or just entertain it with my plots, because I also talk about a lot of other things in the way. I don't like spoiler, and that's the reason I'm just going to talk about introductions, synopsis, first episodes, something like that. Today, we are going to talk about Neon Genesis Evangelion. A really cool anime, a little bit traumatic, so watch it if you're under 14. I watched it when I was 12 and it was really hard to swallow some things, so I warn you. Okay, let's start with this. In 2015, 15 years after a global cataclysm known as the Second Impact, there's not much information about the first one in the show, or maybe yes, but I didn't aware of that. I think they mentioned the second one, but I don't remember. Well, my bad memory helps for no spoilers, so you're lucky, guys. Well, teenager Shinji Ikari is summoned to the futuristic city of Tokyo 3, not 1, not 2, Tokyo 3, by his strange father Gendo Ikari, director of the special paramilitary force NERV. They're like NASA but with Japanese people and really advanced technology. And thinking about that, I think that our technology nowadays is all disappointing. Because when I was a kid, I used to think that by this time we'll be able to have flying cars, and there's no clue of that coming. Well, Shinji witnesses United Nations forces battling an angel like nothing. She'll bro another day, another attack. Well, not like that, but he will used to it. Angels are one of a race of giant monstrous beings. They don't look like normal angels, you know, beautiful with wings. All of them look way different. For us, could be just giant aliens. And I don't know if they talk about it metaphorically, or they actually think that God exists with all Christian beliefs. I don't know. That's up to you. Well, angels whose awakening was foretold by the Dead Sea Scrolls, they don't talk much about the Dead Sea Scrolls, which sounds really interesting. And just the name, Dead Sea Scrolls, sounds really dope. Well, they're like a prophecy. That's all. And for nowadays, it's hard to believe in prophecies if you think about that. Because I don't know if you're too young to know about this, but by the year of 2000, a lot of people thought that as soon as the year 2000 arrived, it will be the end of the world. Because of the Bible apocalypse prophecy, God will come for the good people and send all the rest to hell. Let them here endure that with a lot of disasters and suffering, and then they will go to hell, something like that. And by now will be hard to believe in a prophecy without a scientific validation. Well, I'm just saying. I think I went too far. Well, because of the angels near impenetrable force fields, well, the force fields are like this movie with Tom Cruise, War of the Worlds. The aliens have these force fields, invisibles, and humans can't do any damage to them. Until they suddenly get weak and die. Really cool movie, and I don't care about spoiler for this movie, because I'm just only compromised for anime shows. Sorry, Steven, but I have priority. Well, NERV's giant Evangelion biomachines synchronized to the nervous systems of their pilots and possessing their own force fields are the only weapons capable of keeping the angels from annihilation humanity. Can you imagine that? Being connected into a giant bio machine? How could be a hit from angels? An uppercut. I don't know if I could handle it or the damage. I'm not good at fights. I hate him. Well, Nerve Officer Misato escorts Shinji into the Nerve Complex beneath the city, where his father pressures him into piloting the Evangelion 01 against the Angel. Apparently, there's no other person who can correctly pilot the Unit 01. They don't explain what should be kids or teenagers. As you may notice, there's a lot of information that I don't have. But that's what makes it interesting. And obviously, if you want more information, watch the show. And for more details, go to the manga. Well, without training, Shinji is quickly overwhelmed in the battle, causing the Evangelion to go berserk. It's when an Evangelion is out of control, really angry and wild, and because of that, the Evangelion Unit 01 savagely kills the angel on its own. Well, that's basically the first episode. I hope you get interested and watch it. And if you already watch it, it's cool to remember and talk about that, you know. I would like to create a community, but it's so hard to avoid spoilers, so I will wait for that. Well, follow me on Instagram and TikTok and wait for the next episode. Anime Plot.